We're grateful for the folks who are not only tuned in right now during our Zoom meeting together as a church, but for those who will listen later online. And we're grateful that we've had the chance to reach other folks in other cities this way. And so I'm going to just begin by talking about something a little closer to home, and that is my 3-year-old Labrador Retriever, Max. You know, I might as well admit it. I'm not much of a dog trainer, but you knew that if you know Max. It's not that he's not smart. He is. I mean, he has passed advanced obedience school and therapy dog training. Can you believe that? Therapy dog training with Max. And he knows how to do a number of things, like how to turn a door handle and pull the door open. But I didn't teach him that. Now, there's a school of thought that says the more trained your dog is, the happier he will be, because he just wants you to be happy. And, you know, I agree with most of that, but not all of it. I have some friends from college, high-achieving friends, who are so serious about so many things. And when they had a dog, they controlled him so much that the poor dog was always serious. I mean, I'm not sure he was happy at all, a little like his owners. And the truth is, sometimes you just need to play. You see that in the way God made nature. Rabbits jump and flip, and calves and fawns kick, and kittens paw, just for the fun of it. And that's the thing about Max. Sometimes I'm being so serious, and he gets this look on his face like he's ready to go, and he's so full of life and so full of joy, and I just can't help laughing. And we need to do that, especially in a time like this. And the more I've thought about it, the more application I see in a relationship with our loving Heavenly Father. You know, talk to some folks, and it seems like faith is this constricting thing where you have the feeling when you're around them that they're sort of just checking off their little boxes, and you never quite measure up. And that is too bad. Now, look, I'm sure that some of these folks are expert dog trainers, and that's not entirely beside the point. But the Christian faith, if it is about anything, it's not about God controlling us with a list of do's and don'ts. It's about God setting us free. Setting us free to be who we were created to be, setting us free to live in His joy and in His hope. And that brings us to our scripture today. It's just one verse, but it's one verse to memorize and take to heart and make your very rule of life, one verse that is also a prayer and a blessing to pray for ourselves and to pray for others. So here it is in the 15th chapter of Romans, verse 13. If you have your Bibles with you, you might open it up and follow along. 15th chapter of Romans, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, to some, it might seem out of place to talk about joy at a time like this. But it is at times like this that we need, in the words of Psalm 121, to lift our eyes to the hills where our help comes from. Remember God's promise through Nehemiah? The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. God is the one true source, not only of life, but of hope and joy and love. He is the one true inventor of it. and he alone knows how to make it work well. And he would not have us be so distracted by the world's counterfeits and idols. Joy is so much at the heart of the Christian faith, lasting, unassailable hope and joy that goes deeper than anything in the world. Jesus described it this way when he said to the disciples in John 16, 22, I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. No one will take away your joy. He was referring to the fact that he would rise from the dead, and there would be such joy in knowing him, knowing and living in a relationship with him, that nothing else could come close to that. And this isn't just words. Joy is serious business, because when you get into places of heartbreak, you either have it deep inside or you don't. So let's pause and ponder this. Let me read the verse again, and while Jarek plays, please take a moment to pray and to ask yourself, how much is joy in Jesus a part of my life? Here's the verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Being saved by Jesus, found by him, loved by him, is all about joy. That's what he pointed to when he told the parable about the man who has 100 sheep and he loses one, and he goes out and finds it. Do you remember what he says as soon as he comes home with it? Rejoice. Rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep. And when we make the Christian faith less about joy, we miss the very heart of it. You may have heard the answer to the first question from the Westminster Catechism: what is the chief end of man? And the answer: to glorify God and enjoy him forever. There's no joy like his joy, this joy that gives us strength. Looking at our verse, that is... Think about the name that Paul uses to describe God. What is it? The God of hope. And what is it that the God of hope can do? Fill you with all joy. Not just a little, not just part. All joy and peace. And remember what kind of peace that is. This is the peace that surpasses all understanding. So we have both all joy and all peace as you trust in him. Now, God's word shows us this very thing with another telling prayer in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, perfect peace, because they trust in you. But, oh, there's the challenge of it. Having a steadfast mind. Keeping our minds and hearts where they need to be. And I'm sorry, but I've got to bring in another Max illustration with this. This morning, as I was heading out to the church, I put my backpack on as I normally do, and Max saw that sign, and he was so tired of being cooped up at home that as soon as that door opened, man, he was out. And as soon as I opened up the car door, he was in. So Max came to church with me this morning because he just wanted to be where I was. He just wanted to be with me. And God can help us have a heart like that. You know, as Paul writes these words that we read to the believers in Jesus in the church in Rome, it is a prayer. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. This is again where prayer matters so much. We need to pray this way for each other, for ourselves, and folks, this is one of the reasons why our prayer meetings are so important, such a blessing, because Jesus' joy meets us as we meet together in his presence. So as Jarek plays, let's take a moment to ask God to fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him. And if you know someone who is particularly troubled right now, this would be a good time to pray for them. Keep in mind, as you pray, this is a prayer God loves to answer. So let's ask. I love that hymn, Morning is Broken. It's drawn from the promise in God's word that his mercies are new every morning. And that promise comes in the most interesting place, Lamentations. Lamentations, written by Jeremiah, Lamentations 3:23. But the thing is, we have to choose to look for those mercies, don't we? We have to go there in our hearts and minds. So joy, in many ways, is a choice. Knowing God is there, knowing he's got us, holding us up. This verse that we're reading in Romans has two parts. God's part, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. And our part, as you trust in him. As you trust in him. We so easily trust in other things, in money, in achievements, in possessions. But what is the first commandment, the very first one? You shall have no other gods before me. And what is a god? You know, to our modern hearts and minds, we could define it this way. It is the thing that occupies our thoughts the most. But God will help us win this struggle as we let him in. By the way, this is also one of the reasons why when we give, it helps us. I think it's one of the reasons God wants us to give, because as we do, it's a way of saying, I heard another pastor say this past week, it's a way of saying, Lord, I trust you with everything. You matter more than all of this. God carries us as we trust in him, but we have to take a step of faith to do it, a step of faith into his arms, if you will. That is part of the very nature of trust, is it not? To step forward in faith when it seems like there could be a reason not to do so. You have to trust. But as we take that step, God has promised to meet us and lift us in our spirits and even give us joy and peace. Because, again, this is not only a prayer. God has it in his word for a reason. It's also a promise, isn't it? This is what God does. We see this consistently throughout Scripture. Think again of Jesus' words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. He meets us in this place of trust. Now, the unholy trinity of the world, the flesh and the devil, would tell you that happiness lies elsewhere. But remember, it's also our joy that God is after. God wants us to be fulfilled in him. That's why, again, as we've already looked at, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We were made for this. And Hebrews 12:2 reminds us of our need to focus on him. Just like Max was so focused on me, he had to be where I was. That's something we can learn from our pets, right? I mean, that faithfulness where they're just tuned in on us. Unless you're a cat owner. Sorry about that. But this is the thing. We're a part of Jesus' joy. Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. God is so good, he wants us to have joy in him. I'll leave you with this final thought before Jarek plays again. An illustration from my friend Sheridan Voisey in a recent Our Daily Bread. A mother and daughter are sitting in church one day, and during the service, an opportunity is given for people to publicly receive God's forgiveness. And every time someone walks forward to do so, the little girl begins to clap. I'm so sorry, the mother later tells the pastor. I explained to my daughter that repentance makes us friends with God again, and she just wanted to cheer for everyone. Of all the people in the church that day, who got it right? Oh, we don't want to miss it. Just the joy of knowing him. Robert Louis Stevenson, also a believer, was right when he wrote, "To miss the joy is to miss all." It's the reason Jesus came. It is the reason he died. It is what is coming for each of us as we look forward to him. It is joy that goes deeper than anything this world can offer. All joy, remember, all joy. Joy and peace because our hope is in him. As Paul wrote a little earlier in Romans, hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Oh, for joy, more joy to pour into us through the Holy Spirit. To ask for that, to long for that, to look for that, to focus our hearts there on Him, trusting in Him, that as we take this step, each day choosing, I'm not going to go there, I'm going to go here. I'm going to trust in Jesus. I'm going to look to Him and love Him, and the world around me may tell me one thing. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Yes, Jesus, my joy. Oh, let's pray for that. Lord, bless us to live in Your joy, to love You and praise You more. Lord, help us to be like our pets. I repent, even cats sometimes. oh, Lord, help us to run after You. And if there's someone within the sound of my voice who says, you know, I've never received Jesus, don't wait any longer. Because His joy meets us unexpectedly. It is not of this world. And oh, He will lift you. As we come to Him and as we say, oh Lord, I know I've sinned. I know I've fallen short of Your best for me. And I'm part of a world that's so messed up, and I take responsibility for my own sins. I ask Your forgiveness, Lord. Forgive me, forgive me. Come into my heart, come into my life. Lord Jesus, fill me with Your Spirit and with Your joy, and help me to live for You and with You from this day on. Pray a prayer like that, and He will meet you. He will meet us. Lord, thank You for Your joy, joy that has overcome the world. We praise You. We praise You. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you all.